From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. Turkey remains steadfast in its stand on rebels in Syria. Turkey Wednesday vowed to keep attacking a U.S.-backed Syrian Kurdish militia inside Syria, saying it will never negotiate with what it considers to be a terror organization. The defiant rhetoric is likely to set back U.S. expectations of a halt in the fighting between Washington's two allies in the region, both of whom are also fighting the Islamic State in Syria. Turkey considers the Syrian Kurdish force an offshoot of the Kurdistan Workers' Party, or the PKK, a domestic group that Ankara has declared a terrorist organization. Last week, Turkey sent its troops and warplanes to back Syrian rebels in their advance on Jarablus, a town near the Turkish border, and the next IS stronghold after Manbij. Turkey's incursion helped the rebels take Jarablus from the Islamic State group, but clashes subsequently broke out in the area between Turkish and Kurdish forces, both of them U.S. allies. On Tuesday, the Kurdish-backed Jarablus Military Council said in a statement it had agreed to a ceasefire with the Turkish military in the area. However, Turkey's Minister of EU Affairs today dismissed those reports, while a spokesman for Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said such a deal was out of the question. Russia's military now says its airstrikes killed Islamic State spokesman and chief strategist Abu Muhammad al-Adnani. In a statement, Russia's defense ministry said Russian warplanes killed up to 40 IS militants, including Adnani, during a bombing raid near Aleppo province on Tuesday. Russia's been carrying out its own bombing campaign in support of Syrian leader al-Assad. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry urged India Wednesday to take greater responsibility on the global stage in partnership with the United States. Speaking to some Indian students on the Delhi campus of the Indian Institute of Technology, Kerry called India an established power with a footprint on matters that affect the entire planet. The top U.S. diplomat said further cooperation between the world's two largest democracies is essential for confronting global challenges from terrorism to climate change. Much of Kerry's remarks focused on confronting terrorism and the regional security challenge posed by Beijing's militarization of the South China Sea, the latter a growing concern of India, which shares a disputed border with China.
We want to support a code of conduct for the management of the South China Sea. We support diplomacy in an effort to try to resolve this with an understanding that there really is no, quote, military solution. But on the other hand, we will stand up for our rights and we will stand with our allies, particularly where we have a defense agreement, in protecting that agreement and in protecting the rights of other nations with respect to their freedom of navigation and the legitimacy of a process under rule of law for the resolution of legitimate claims.
The U.S. Secretary of State also reiterated the United States backs India's emergence as a net security provider in the Indian Ocean. Mexico has awakened to the news that President Enrique Peña Nieto is going to meet with Republican candidate Donald Trump Wednesday, and many Mexicans don't like it. Some analysts said the Republican nominee had left Peña Nieto flat-footed by accepting an invitation the Mexican president had made simply for appearance's sake. Trump is widely loathed in Mexico for calling migrants from the country rapist, among other insults. Mexico City-based security analyst Alejandro Hope suggested that Peña Nieto wanted to invite Hillary Clinton, but that meant inviting both of them, and nobody thought Trump would accept first. He added, "What's in it for Mexico?" The newspaper El Universal wrote in an editorial that Trump caught Mexican diplomats off guard by accepting the invitation. Talks aimed at ending nearly seven decades of fighting between Myanmar's government and ethnic rebel groups opened in the capital of Naypyidaw Wednesday. Delegates from 17 ethnic minorities, decked out in the colorful costumes of their group, filled the convention hall, mingling with military officers and diplomats at the start of the five-day conference, a major initiative of Aung San Suu Kyi's first days of leadership. I'm Ira Melman.
That's the latest world news from VOA.